Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning and Commission public hearing and regular meeting, Monday, December 11th, and it is 6:01 p.m. Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Yes, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Tom Holman.
The same.
Devin Sonnefeld. Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Here.
Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
All right. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is explanation of meeting procedures. Scott?
I'd like to welcome everyone to the December 11th, 2023 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning or conditional and conditional use application, which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence Exhibit A, staff report for each case Exhibit B, the staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you, Scott. Yep. First item we have on the agenda is review and action of the November 13th, 2023 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes?
I would move that the minutes be approved as read, presented, not read.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting minutes have been approved. We will move on to public hearing and final vote. We did have one rezone that has been withdrawn. So I think most everyone in the crowd that was here for that has figured that out and headed back home. So first up, we've got 2441 Taney Como LLC for conditional use permit.
So this is conditional use permit number 2320. 2441 Taney Como LLC is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use for a maximum of three cabins located on two parcels at 6630 Blair Ridge Road, Bradleyville. Property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, the south parcel is 3.1 acres in size, with a cabin built in 1910, two garages built in 1948 and 1956, a barn and a shed located on the property. The north parcel is 4.1 acres in size with no structures on the property. Property will be served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So turning your attention to the screen, this is our standard CUP nightly rental requirements. If approved, of course the main ones, the Department of Revenue compliance, fire district inspection, if required. So we're zoomed out quite a ways, but this is 125 between Reuter and Bradleyville, and I've got the parcels highlighted here. And I just did a measurement with the beacon of the closest single family homes. One's 1200, and I think I put that in your packet, 1500 and 1600 roughly, to these homes from the parcel where the structure is. For zoning layer, of course, it's all A1 except for your hatched green. That's all national forest. Got the two parcels highlighted on Blair Ridge Road. Just a couple of photographs of the actual property there. And as I usually do, I tried to take a couple of photos, one to the south, and one back to the north. And with that, I would turn it over to the applicant, add what they want to.
I'm Joe Gideon, and we own the LLC that's made the application. My wife's back here. I'll just tell you a little bit about it. I don't know what all I'm supposed to tell you, but just to kind of give you a snapshot of it. The property, as Scott's indicated, is a very remote area. You access the property either from Kane or Blair Creek Road. It's about an 8-mile long road. There's only about 12 houses on the whole road. Most of it is national forest along the road. A great portion of the road also is owned by Kim's family's farm. I've owned it for 50 years. We have property that adjoins this property is one of the reasons that we bought it. The road is in very good condition and very well maintained. I think there's only probably 20 cars a day on the road. We live there, and you hardly ever see a car. The property itself, we would be managing it ourselves. We only live 3 miles away, and I'm a realtor, so unfortunately I have my phone in my pocket all the time, so we're available 24/7. The property is 7 acres, but as you can see, the houses, we would fence that off so the tenants that we would have there, if approved, would only have access to maybe an acre. So the surrounding property would all be ours. So it wouldn't be bumping up against anybody else there. And the distances to the other house is very accurate and really can't hardly see it. It is in Bradleyville Fire Protection Area, and to my knowledge, they have no regulations about nightly rentals at all. Our policies would be no firearms discharged or fireworks, no hunting on the property, no ATV riding, because there wouldn't be a place to do that. Quiet time at 10 o'clock. There's a lot of national forest there, as you saw on the sign. It's about 1.8 miles to the ATV trailheads over on Highway 125. So we see I don't want to say a need, but some people that would want to do that and stay there and go over there to ride. Also, it's about 1.8 miles the other direction to the trail, one of the trailheads into Hercules Wilderness, which is 12,000 acres. So we see people that might want to come and bring their horses and ride in there and hike. And then, of course, during hunting season, there would be some people that would have interest, in staying there. That's all I have.
Pretty good sales pitch.
Okay. Any questions?
Any questions for the applicant?
Can you show me where you're going to fence off an area? I didn't exactly understand.
Yeah, we would probably. This is actually a high tunnel greenhouse that we're going to have removed. So anyway, we'd probably be about like this around that property. That all the only thing we would have access to. Something of that nature. We're going to definitely fence that off. There's a pond out here, which is dry right now. We're going to have a fence there where they couldn't access that.
So maybe you're going to be carrying the outdoors type people.
Yeah, there's something for them to do there, and they're already there doing it. I heard one of the other applicants another night. I came to the Board of Adjustment, I guess it is. They were concerned about what are these people going to do. Well, there's things there for them to do, and we're 3 miles, and a lot of that is our farm along through there, and we don't really have any problem with trespassers. When hunting season comes along, there's a lot of people that come in and they're hunting there, they're hiking there, they're riding horses there, and everything already. So we're not introducing anything that's not already there. We're just giving them a place to stay a few nights.
Do we have anybody in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf of this application or opposed to it? You want to go ahead and have a seat?
Thanks.
And we'll let them come up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm Sienna, and I live at 6931 Blair Ridge Road, just down the road a piece from there, from this space. We searched a long time for our humble little three-acre ranch on Blair Ridge. We went out of our way to be as far away from the hustle bustle as we could. We enjoy the peace of being in nature, reading books, admiring the stars, basking in the sun on the quiet countryside. A hobby of ours is actually collecting trash from trails left behind by careless campers or unappreciative pastors. It happens actually quite often. A hobby of anyone who makes it out our way has complained about just how far out of town we are, and that's something we actually prefer. There was even a rumor at the local gas station, and I'm not kidding about this, we just came from there, that we were forced people. They didn't think we had a home. But we are, in a way, we live every day out in the woods and the wilderness area that surround our home in the peace and quiet. I love to watch the birds and hear their song in the still, crisp morning air. We do not want to bring the vacation destination to us. That is what Branson is for, what Kimberling City or even Branson West is. There's a reason we chose to be over an hour away from all that. We have no desire for the tourism or so-called amenities that come with it. And some of those things might be eventually, you know, 5G towers, fiber optic internet. We actually came to escape some of that. We're not rich with resources or land. It took everything we had and then some to buy this house, and it's our little dream home. So it may not seem to like much, those with 300 acres and multiple businesses, but we're out here just living our dream the best we can within our means. We do not want to spoil our once-in-a-lifetime for someone's side hustle. And to be honest, from what we've seen from nightly rentals, they're typically spoiled rich kids wanting a place to party where they won't get in trouble for the same things that they would at their own place. This seems like the isolated spot for that. The last thing we need is drunk speeders coming down that driveway. Our neighbors have guineas, and we have kittens in those roads. We walk our dogs there. Nor do we want any rowdy all-nighters destroying our serenity or infiltrating our security. And that's a big issue for us, is security. Just not knowing who's going to be there every night of the week or on the weekends. This, we feel, is an infringement on our liberty and our pursuit of happiness, and we'd like you to take your nightly rentals to the city and stay away from this hard-earned land of mine. So I'd ask you please to vote no on this proposition number 23020 CUP. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Lou.
I'm Aaron. That's my lovely wife there. She's a little more naive than me, but I was a social worker for 30 years. My specialty is refugees with schizophrenia. When I started, I've worked in California, Louisiana, Maryland, Missouri twice, Colorado. Anyway, back when I was doing this, we had about 1,000 refugees coming over the border a day. Now we got 50,000. There were families a lot when I was doing it. It's largely military-age men. I don't know if you guys know this. While it might take an American with schizophrenia a couple of years to get housing, I had special privileges because I had refugees with schizophrenia, so we got priorities. I don't know if you guys know this, they're highly incentivized to get here. There's the Darien Gap in Panama. UN's giving them $5,000 cards. Anyway, when they get here, they have a lot of money, too. They get more than any retiree. They get more than a social worker that's retired. They get $2,000 to $4,000 a month. They also get Medicaid, best insurance that money can't buy. No, you never copay any med you want. So anyway, this is all the refugees that are coming over now. They don't have to have schizophrenia anymore. This is what everybody's getting now. So I'll stick to that. That's what I know about. With my special privileges doing that, we could take over weekly rentals. When I started 30 years ago, there wasn't Airbnbs and things like that. But towards the end, we did, and I could take those over. I could get those for weeks. They had enough money to do it. Best case scenario would be to get somebody with schizophrenia, with a social worker. They could come.